the shout, which is the first stage of the coming of the Lord, is that same midnight cry of verse 6 of Matthew 25. At midnight, the dark ages, there was a revival. There was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Come out of the dark ages to meet him. That is the pool. Now he has finished the shout for the living. The voice of the archangel that produces the seven thunders to them that are dead. That is the second stage. That is the second pool. Then the third pool is what? The trump of God. What is this trump of God? The trump of God is the trumpet that sounds and gathers the two groups. Remember that the dead in Christ shall rise first. When they rise, then we shall have the rapturing faith. We that are alive, when we see them, we will also be changed in a moment. When we are changed, we are not in the same glorified body. For the first resurrection, they were moving about in Jerusalem and around for 40 days. And everybody saw them. And so also, there will be some period where those that resurrected will be also doing some things with us. We will be fellowshipping, waiting for the trumpet. When the trumpet blows, then together we will now go and meet him in the air. Praise the Lord. In Luke chapter 17, therefore, Apostle Luke was quoting the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 26.
And as it was in the days of Noah,
yes,
so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
What of Noah? Noah too. Hallelujah. Judgment came only after he entered the ark. We too, as we go, we will leave this earth before judgment will come. Read on.
They did eat, they drank,
yes,
they married wives, they were given in marriage.
Nothing wrong about it, oh. It's only a description of life they were living and enjoying themselves. As if the life is going to continue like that. God was warning them. Warning was coming. Danger is coming. They were just living their life, their godless life. Go on.
Until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
When he entered into the ark, did they know? Go ahead. And what happened?
And flood came and destroyed them all.
Go on.
Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
It's the same thing that will happen. People will be there enjoying themselves suddenly. The Bible says when they'll be saying peace, peace, then sudden destruction. Church, listen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many people don't understand that scripture. If many are called, few are chosen, then you should know what is the qualification to be chosen. Because after the shout, the restoration ministry, the response, it attracted mixed multitude. Because there is a mixed multitude, and this comprised of three groups that made up the multitude. First group is the tares, the foolish virgin, and the wise virgins. They were all in that group. Therefore, there must be separation. Hallelujah. There must be separation. Every move produced these three groups. When it was time for justification, the blade that sprang forth, many people left the Catholic Church. These three groups of people were there. The wise ones, the foolish ones, and the tares. When it moved again to John Wesley time, the these three groups of people were there. The tares, the foolish virgins, and the wise virgins. Then again, we have now this last move, this Pentecostal age, when the gifts were restored. These same three groups are there again. The wise virgins, the foolish virgins, and the tares. And what did he say in Matthew 13 and verse 30?
Let's concerning both the tares. Grow together until
let
the
all of them grow together until when?
The harvest.
Until when?
The harvest.
Until the harvest. The harvest is the end time. And that harvest is the present day ministry that is going on. What will happen?
And the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them.
Okay.
But gather the wheat into my barn.
And the same thing mixture also, the seventh parable, speaking about the seventh church age, speaking about this very age that we are in now, in that same Matthew 13 verse 47.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels.
You see separation? See the separation, yes?
But cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world.
At this end time,
what the angels shall come forth.
Those angels are the reapers in Matthew 13 verse 30, yes?
And sever the wicked from the just.
There will be separation. There will be separation. From where? It's from the church, or not the whole world like that, oh. It's from the church. The mixed multitude. Pharaoh, let my people go. Everybody join the Jews, God's people, and they were going. Is God came for his own. Come to me. Everybody is hearing it. And now they are all say, everybody is a Christian. Everybody is a Christian. I was discussing yesterday with some of the ministers. I said, do you know that all these worldly musicians, they go to one church or the other, they have pastor? Do you know that all those people that were in BB, Big Brother, do you know all of them have pastors? Do you know all those nonsense you people see in the Facebook and everything? Do you know that all of them, they have pastors? And you are wondering what is happening. And they are all going to churches. Big, big, big churches. Let me show you a mystery that is made clear in the story of Esther. I will explain that, then we end for today. But we need to break this thing down very well. In Esther chapter 1 and chapter 2, it helps us to understand this great mystery. If you study this book of Esther, the first two chapters is the story of the salvation of the Gentiles. It is essentially the Gentiles, the church of Jesus Christ. It will help you understand why God allowed different denominations. Olumide was rounding his sermon. He said, by the time we finish, he said, you will now understand why and how the church, that it used to be the church at Philippi, the church at Galatia, the church at Corinth, the church at Ephesus, but now it has now become redeemed, assemblies of God, bride assembly, Catholic, and all this. He said, what happened? You will understand it now. God allowed it. It's part of the agenda. It is part of the separation process. And so that you'll understand why every pastor is a servant of God. I stood there and I told you that stop calling people anyhow unless you know otherwise. Don't just conclude. Everyone is working out a purpose of God in the church of Jesus Christ. Why so many of them today? Servants of God, servants of God, servants of God. If you read that story, the story begins with the king Asharus, who had a queen by the name of Vashti. I'm summarizing it. You can read it, the whole chapter 1 and chapter 2. I will paraphrase it for you because of our time. Take time and study and read it. And I've preached that before in detail. And he made a feast and invited the queen Vashti. She refused to come. And so the king got angry and put her away. Now, take note that in that book of Esther, in chapter 1, verse 10, there are 7 chamberlains there. And their names are mentioned there. Everything there has something to make you understand about what is going on in the church. 7 of them there. What are they typing in the church today? They are described there as the 7 chamberlains. Let's read it.
On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Meruman, Bista, Abona, Bicta, Anabacta, Zeta, and Carcass, the 7 chamberlains.
How many?
7.
What do they do?
That served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king.
Their own duty, they were servants. Take note, they were servants that served the king. What are they? They are a type that we see the 7-star messengers in Revelation chapter 1 from verse 12 to verse 20. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 16, what does he say?
And he had in his right hand 7 stars.
Yes.
And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword.
Uh-huh.
And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength.
Uh-huh. Verse 16. But that's verse 20.
The mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest in my right hand.
Uh-huh.
And the 7 golden candles.
Who are the 7 stars?
The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches.
Uh-huh.
And the 7 candlesticks which thou sawest are the 7 churches.
So they are the servants of God. They are a type of the 7 chamberlains in the court of King Ahasuerus. Now, in Esther chapter 1, verse 13 to 21, there is another set of 7 chamberlains, different from the first angels. Name them.
Then the king sent to the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew.
Again.
Then the king said to the wise men.
They said to the, what did he call them?
Wise men. Knew the times.
Uh-huh.
For so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment.
Go on.
And the next unto him was Kashina.
Go on.
Sheta.
Uh-huh.
Admata.
Uh-huh.
Tashish. Uh-huh. Meris. Uh-huh. Masina. And Memucan.
Uh-huh.
The 7 princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face. Uh-huh. And which sat the first in the kingdom.
So there we are with him in the kingdom. Listen very well. Go on.
What shall we do unto the queen Vashti?
The king was asking these 7 chamberlains. What was he saying?
What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to law?
Uh-huh.
Because she had not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains. And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen had not done wrong to the king only.
So they were advising the king. So the king was seeking advice from these 7 chamberlains. 7. But these ones, they were not referred to as his servants. But they were those who sought his face. They were with him. And I studied that. And I see a perfect type in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4.
John to the 7 churches which are in Asia.
Yes.
Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come.
Uh-huh.
And from the 7 spirits which are before his throne.
How many spirits?
7 spirits.
They are a type of that second group. Professor, do you agree or you disagree? Hallelujah. Now, that is a type of the move of God in the 7 church ages. The Spirit of God as he manifested himself in the 7 church ages. Now, listen very well. Look at these two scriptures. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13 and verse 14.
Who hath directed the spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him?
Who can teach God anything? Who can be the advisor of a God?
With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him?
With whom will he take counsel? Who will instruct God?
And taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge.
Who will teach God knowledge?
And showed to him the way of understanding.
The answer is in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. In another statement that is made there.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself.
Again.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure.
Not according to the advice that somebody gave him. Go on.
Which he had purposed in himself.
Not according to what somebody told him to do. Go on, we have not finished.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of time,
yes,
he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
Go on.
In whom also we have obtained.
This is where we are going now. This is where I'm going, yes?
Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
So, who are those seven chamberlains? God cannot counsel with anybody, he counsels with himself. That is why you have the seven spirits of God, a type of the seven chamberlains that advised the king on what to do with those who rejected him. Take note again in that same story. In chapter 1, you saw the seven chamberlains. Their names were written. But when you come to Esther chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9, there is one other mention of another chamberlain there.
So it came to pass,
yes,
when the king's commandments and his decree was heard,
yes,
and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace,
yes,
to the custody of Agai.
What is the name?
Agai.
Among those seven, he was not there. So he is the eighth chamberlain. What is his duty?
That Esther was brought also unto the king's house,
yes,
to the custody of Agai, keeper of the women.
What is his duty?
Keeper of the women.
When he says the keeper of the women, that doesn't mean it's not a prison yard. He is the one that prepares them and takes care of the women. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. So, remember that this, based on the advice of those chamberlains, announcements was made that, hey, the king want to select a queen. So if you are interested, see where you should go for preparation. And all the Bible says all the maidens, those who felt they are beautiful enough, qualified to be the queen. Remember, there will only be one queen. So, everybody in the kingdom, all the girls went out to prepare themselves to become the queen. That is a type of what is happening today. King Jesus sent, hallelujah, getting ready to receive his queen, the bride. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen very well. Now they all went out. And what you see today, every church is a maiden. Where you are coming from, amen, you will bear the name of where you are coming from until the wedding day. So we have redeemed. We have chosen. We have even brother assembly. We have Sele. We have Catholic Baptists, Four Square, and all the, if not even millions of churches, every one of them are waiting for rapture. Many are called, but few are chosen. Who is this Hegel that after they come together, after those seven chamberlains finish with them, they bring them over to chamberlain called Hegel? Who is Hegel? Hegel is a type of the fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the perfecting of the saints. When all the ages gather their believers, there is the perfecting ministry. And that is what we see in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
And he gave 12. Some
yes.
apostles,
yes.
and some prophets,
yes.
and some evangelists,
uh-huh.
and some pastors and teachers,
uh-huh.
for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
For the perfecting of the saints, you must be perfected in holiness, in doctrine, sanctification, in everything about the knowledge of God. The knowledge of salvation. It's not enough that you are holy. You don't lie, you don't steal, you don't fornicate. There is also God's righteousness. There are things he expects you to do at any given time. And you are told what to do, and you are equipped with what you will dress yourself, and you refuse according to that chapter 2. Amen. Hallelujah. When the Haggai, after dressing you, you'll be presented to the king for inspection. The king will now look at you according to the story there. You will come in the morning. Can we read that place so that they know what I'm referring to? Praise the Lord. Esther chapter 2. Yes, go ahead. Then thus came,
every maiden yes. unto the king.
Yes.
Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her uh-huh. out of the house of the women unto
take
the
note,
king's house.
Take note. She has come. The maiden has come to Hegeo to be dressed. But see the way it is put there.
Whatsoever she desired.
It is what she wants. The way she wants to dress.
Was given her to go with her.
It will be given to her to go and meet the king. Go ahead.
Out of the house of the women unto the king's house.
Uh-huh.
Then in the evening she went.
In the evening she will go for inspection before the king.
And on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women.
Then in the morning the king will send her to another ministry.
To the custody of Shaashgaz.
This ministry is called Shaashgaz ministry. Who is he?
The chamberlain which kept the concubines.
There are the ministers that keep the concubines of Jesus. If you don't catch this, then you will never know the mystery of redemption. This is the separation that is taking place. He sends him to another ministry. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is the Hegel ministry and there is the Shaashgaz ministry. This ministry takes care of the concubines of Jesus. Why? All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And another group. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast away. I will reject you totally. After all, you love me. Hallelujah. After all, you love me. But you will be my concubine. Now, does that not let you understand why God did not rebuke Solomon for having 1,000 wives and concubines? Some we are called wives. Some we are called concubines. David. Some we are called wives. Some we are called concubines. Abraham had children from concubine, but he had a wife. Oh, glory be to God. Not one time did God rebuke them. It was speaking about the church. There will be concubine wives or women, concubines, concubine churches of Christ. Who are those that go there? They are those who want to dress themselves. They want to come by their own standard, not by the standard of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, 3, and 4 explains that also.
Preach the word.
Yes.
Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and
this
doctrine.
This is the reason.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
These people here, it's not people in the world, Christians, they will not endure sound doctrine.
But after their own lusts, shall they heap to themselves teachers?
They will heap to themselves the type of teaching, the type of word that they want.
Having itching ears.
Itching ears. Verse 4.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
They will turn. They are the ones. They will turn their ears away from the truth.
And shall be turned unto fables.
And that is why we now have 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Reading from verse 9.
Even him.
Yes.
Whose coming is after the working of Satan.
That's the mystery of iniquity. Yes.
With all power and signs and lying wonders.
Read it up to verse 12.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish.
Where does he succeed? He succeeds in among them that are destined to perish.
Because they received not the love of the truth.
Because they might
be saved.
So that they might be saved.
And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion.
Because of this, this is God now by himself. What will he do?
Shall send them strong delusion.
What will they cause? Tell them what will happen.
That they should believe a lie.
God will do something to make somebody believe a lie.
That they all might be damned.
Okay, now.
Who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Okay, now. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hand of God. That's why I preach a message. I say, deceived by God. People are wondering which kind of sermon be that. God gave you his standard. You say, no, this is how I want to serve God. In Romans chapter 2, I'll soon finish this, please. In Romans chapter 2 from verse 6.
Who will render to every man according to his deeds? To them who by patience continuous in well-doing.
Listen,
seek for glory and honor and immortality. Eternal life.
That will be our reward. Yes.
But unto them that are contentious.
And contending with the truth.
And do not obey
the
truth.
They will not obey the truth.
But obey unrighteousness.
They will obey unrighteousness.
Indignation and wrath.
Your reward is indignation and wrath of
God. Tribulation.
Tribulation will be your portion.
And anguish.
Anguish will be your portion.
Upon every soul of man that doeth evil. Of the Jew first, and also of the Greek, of the Gentile.
Okay, read on.
But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God.
That's right. Praise the Lord. So who is charged God's ministry? Is he on now? Charged God's ministry is on now. How do we identify them? By their refusal of truth. How can you say you want to come to Christ and you come with it doesn't matter, you can come anyhow? How can you know you are living an evil life and the pastor is saying it doesn't matter, God loves you the way you are. You know you're a prostitute and you have a pastor that is telling you, no, that's your own nature. Continue, it's not you. How would you, a Christian, want to dress like a prostitute? I saw a sister that came to the altar here now to drop offering. And from the appearance, she's a married woman. Her skirt was above her knees and she wore high heel school. Healed. Now, white skirt she wears so that if you see the person, you will know what they talk about. high heel shoe. Come to church. You know you can't dress like that to go to your office. And whether office or not, are you a Christian only when going to church? And there is a pastor that is telling you, oh, you look good, you look good, you look wonderful, you look, mwah, take away. God raised that pastor to separate you from the wheat. But separation time. That man is a man of God. But you know what? Amen. Listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For anybody to be your leader, amen, the leader has to be the one that knows the destination. He knows where he's going. So you are following him to where he is going. They are servants of God. It's not every servant of God that is going to heaven. For ministry of tares to gather tares, he will need another tare to lead them all to the hellfire. Telling you now, be careful who you make as your pastor. And it's not what every man says that you follow. Be sure. If you want to go to heaven, be sure that your pastor also wants to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. But what qualified Esther? Esther chapter 2, verse 15.
Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abiel, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king. She required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her.
So, take note. What qualified Esther? Amen. Is that it is only what that chamberlain gave her to dress that she received. The other ones, it is what they wanted from the chamberlain. But Esther was the one. Oh, glory be to God. Only the one that, I don't know how I will stress this thing to. There is no time. Hallelujah. When the role is called up yonder, will you be there? We will look at who, what will qualify you. We will conclude it next week. But when the role is called up yonder, will you be there?
Shall let it soar. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over, and the walk on it is done, when the road is gone on yonder, I'll be there.
Hallelujah. there is hope. Hallelujah.